Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. It should be fun. After all, bear hugs are what Scott believes should be given with no clothing on. Go figure.
We're halfway through first hour of the Scott Hamilton Show on Heisman Hump Day.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Best day of the week, Scott.
It is the best day of the week. We have a Heisman Trophy winner joining us every Wednesday. But we're going to talk about the pro game for a bit because the biggest news so far this week in the Carolinas has been the speculation, the possibility that Deshaun Watson might come back to the Carolinas, might be a quarterback for the Panthers. Just the mere thought of them exploring the troubled quarterback has... Well, that's caused some people to get in a hizzy, and perhaps rightfully so. I see both sides of the argument. As I've said repeatedly, we're going to learn a lot about the Panthers. We're going to learn a lot about David Tepper over the next few days. But right now, I want to learn a lot about the current situation. Joining us on the Saitama Hotline, he's senior NFL reporter for ESPN. Jeremy Fowler, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, appreciate you coming on, Jeremy, and I guess my first question, pretty straightforward. Any new buzz regarding Deshaun Watson?
Well, you know, multiple teams are interested. I do believe Carolina is at least one of those teams that have sort of reignited things internally looking into it. You know, they want a franchise quarterback, and they're sort of questioning whether they have one right now. And so that's causing at least some discussion over in Carolina. But, you know, Miami's still involved here. It's no secret that Deshaun Watson has an interest in Miami. But, you know, his priority, I'm told, is to get out of Houston. So that's why he could be open to another team if it comes down to that. Miami has a chance to potentially close this before the deadline, and then we'll see if they do it.
What kind of heat will they get in Miami? Because it seems to me, we're in the Carolinas, so maybe this is the reason. But are Miami Dolphins fans being as vocal about the possibility of getting Deshaun Watson as Carolina Panther fans? A lot of people in this part of the world, they're not real happy at the prospects of it.
Not happy at the prospect of them chasing Deshaun?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I think it's mixed everywhere because fans are as savvy as they've ever been. So they know the implications of losing, say, three first-round draft picks. And even more, whether it's, you know, second, third round picks or good players you have to give up in the trade. It's a lot for a team like Miami that's sitting at 1-6, isn't as good as they thought they were. And so, you kind of have to make adjustments. The only way to get better when you're not good is to draft well, you know, or use free agency, but you can't draft well if you don't have draft picks. So it's an issue for these teams, and it's even Watson understands that's sort of a hindrance because he has to go to a team that's going to be a little depleted because of all they have to give up for him. Miami, it's a little mixed, but at least with Miami, I think they feel like with Tua Tagovailoa that, you know, they drafted him fifth overall. Watson would be an upgrade, you know, where probably the frustration with Carolina, one, if you feel passionately about the allegations against him, then that's a non-starter for you. And then also, they trade for Sam Darnold, give up, you know, not a first-round pick for him, but some hefty capital to get him, and then seven games in, you're having to reassess. That's sort of a problem.
Are maybe the screams a little louder with regards to the Panthers possibly getting Watson because of the circumstances under which ownership changed a few years ago? Jerry Richardson pushed out after his own allegations of sexual impropriety, and then, of course, David Tepper coming in and grandstanding and saying his number one priority was to change the culture?
Well, I think that's a question fans are asking, and it's complicated. And there's a lot to unpack with this. There's a lot to unpack at Miami headquarters, and any other headquarters that are thinking about trading for this guy. I'm told from several people close to Watson that he truly believes his innocence. He wants to fight this all the way up through the grand jury deposition in February. That's really partly why nothing has changed with the case. You know, he could have settled this and didn't, He believes he's innocent, and so the league doesn't have enough right now to either suspend him and put him on the commissioner exempt list. They don't have enough information. So, I think it's the team that trades for him knows they're going to get blowback regardless. There is a scenario where he comes out of this and he feels like, you know, he was vindicated, but it's just so hard to tell because the allegations are voluminous. There are many of them, and they're very serious. So I know some teams are just, they don't want to do this kind of deal because of what's involved there.
Jeremy, though, help me understand, how is this different than what happened with Ben Roethlisberger? He was suspended for the first six games in 2010, even though the allegations against him did not lead to criminal charges. He was put on. He was suspended, but here's a guy with 22 allegations against him. What is the reasoning from the league office to not hand down any sort of punishment, to not put him on the exempt list?
Well, I think they will. They will suspend him in some form, and that's part of the issue with teams is they just don't know. It could be, you know, this could result in criminal charges. I mean, there's a lot that could happen here, and so teams don't know if he can play in 2022. It's very uncertain, you know. And so Roethlisberger got a suspension. I believe it was six games reduced to four with an appeal. And so, and you're right, that was without criminal charges. But the league did his own investigation, felt that there was enough information there to act. And so here, they don't have enough, sounds like, but there is a lot here. I would be shocked if he didn't get a punishment at some point. I think they're just waiting because there's really been no clarity on the case.
What's the temperature of the fan base in Houston? Because obviously they've had to deal with this longer than the rest of the country. They're there at ground zero. What are they saying? I mean, Watson's not playing, but he's still dominating headlines.
You're talking about what are they saying in Houston?
Yeah. What's the temperature there?
Yeah, it's weird. It's you know, when I talk to people over there, they're trying to prepare for a game, and they have this top five quarterback who's just in sweats every day or whatever he wears to work out. You know, he doesn't practice. He works out kind of on his own with some staff members. He's around the building. He's, you know, in and out of the locker room a little bit, but he kind of just does his own thing. He's sort of, you know, he sort of exists in a alternate universe right now, you know, and it's a weird existence. He hasn't spoken, you know, he's not talking to the media. So it's really just a waiting game for the franchise. You know, they're trying to rebuild clearly in a transitional period and, you know, are trying to win some games knowing that they have to get some draft capital at some point for Watson because he's never going to play there again.
He's still getting paid, though.
He is still getting paid. It's about $10.5 million this year. Gave him a humongous signing bonus just a little over a year ago as part of a nearly $60 million deal over 4 years on an extension to the 2 years he already had on his rookie deal. So a lot of money involved, and the way quarterback money's gone in the NFL, ballooning to 40 plus million, he's actually a bargain right now. So a new team taking him is okay with his contract.
Jeremy, before we let you go, in the weirdness of NFL lore, where does this rank? I mean, the whole deal is, well, I mean, it's troubling obviously with the allegations, but the fact that he's in this alternate universe, as you described it, and just getting paid beaucoup dollars, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's up there on the bizarre scale for sure because of just the way it's all gone down. I mean, this is a guy who first let it be known that he wanted to be traded in January. And, you know, he thought he'd be gone by now. And, you know, the legal issues have slowed everything down. I think he would be a Miami Dolphin right now if it weren't for the legal issues because it would have been done a while ago. I really do believe that. So here we are. And it's you know, there's really not a swift resolution. I mean, I would say it's probably 50-50 that something gets done over the next week. I mean, one team has to be bold enough to do it, and Deshaun has to approve the trade because he has a no-trade clause.
Fascinating stuff. He's senior NFL reporter for ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter, at JFowlerESPN. Buddy, we really appreciate you coming on today, Jeremy. Thanks, bud.
Hey, anytime. Appreciate you having me.
All right, it's Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. But